Let's talk first to boxing commentator Jim Neely. Jim, amazing atmosphere last night.
Yes, it was fantastic. And I mean, Michael Conlon left it very late. He was tied with the Frenchman, who he'd actually beaten in the World Championships last year to qualify for these Olympic Games. But they were tied, as you said, after the first round, tied after the second. So the third and last round was very important. And the Frenchman had been very impressive in his opening contest. Michael had a bye, so he only had one contest before, but he boxed out of his socks. He really took control, and there had been one or two iffy decisions and one or two results at which I would have raised eyebrows, but there was no question about this, and there's no hometown bias involved. Michael Conlon thoroughly deserved to win this contest.
And now going for gold, at least bronze.
Well, I mean, he's guaranteed the bronze medal, and he's done exactly what Hugh Russell did from Belfast in this flyweight division in the Moscow Olympics in 1990, and the great little Johnny Colwell did away back in 1956 in Helsinki. And, of course, of the 12 boxing medals that have been won by Ireland, which is by far Ireland's most successful Olympic sport, of the 12 medals that had been won by Ireland until this particular Games, 7 of the 12 had actually come from boxers from Belfast. So there's a great record of Belfast boxers boxing for Ireland in the Olympic Games. Michael Conlon has continued that, and as he mentioned himself, we've got Paddy Barnes, which I'm looking forward to coming up tonight.
And we've got Carol McKillen, our sports minister, on the line as well. Morning, Carol.
Good morning.
You've been tweeting about this. My phone nearly exploded with your tweets.
I know. It was absolutely brilliant. And I mean, as most people know, I mean, boxing is the sport that I have a big soft spot for. I mean, I grew up in North Belfast, grew up with, say, Hugh Russell, people like Paddy Fitzsimmons, and you know, for me, you know, they were special, they were legends, just the way Paddy Barnes and Michael Conlon is in North and West Belfast for younger kids watching him. And you know, Michael, and I showed you a clip on BBC News. Michael comes from a gym in the Lower Falls, which is in terrible condition, absolutely woeful conditions. But his father, John, and his brother, and Jared, and all the rest, and St. John Bosco, have brought Michael to where he is now, despite those conditions. And I just think what boxing does for young people in our areas, and certainly what it does, as Jim said, you know, 7 of the 12 medals won for boxing came from Belfast. I mean, that is a legacy that other sports are going to look at and envy.
Well, you're the sports minister. You're going to pony up some money to clean up the gym?
I am, absolutely. I mean, we're bringing forward and with Sport NI a boxing strategy, which will be realised at the end of this year. We've been speaking to the boxing community. We're working with councils. Belfast City Council have done an absolutely marvellous job. Other councils need to lead by their example. And collectively, we're going to put money into the clubs where the need is. So clubs like John Bosco and other clubs, I mean, boxing, despite what it produces, has the worst conditions. I mean, not as widely accepted. Boxing has been hugely underfunded for decades. But despite all that, that ours and the voluntary hours that those coaches and their families put into those boxers is absolutely brilliant.
How do you explain, Carol, why Ireland is so successful in boxing?
Well, I mean, we have a boxing brand, and that boxing brand attracted the Cubans to here for pre-games training. And, you know, we have our own Olympians, we have our own Cubans, and there is a history of boxing and boxing prowess in Belfast, across the north, but particularly in Belfast, that other nations look at with envy. And, you know, it has been consistent. The boxers have produced consistently across all sorts of levels, should it be in the Olympics, should it be in the Commonwealth. They've always produced. And that is something that people have, you know, taken notice of.
How can that kind of investment in young lives like that help us in Northern Ireland?
Well, what it does is, I mean, people like John and other coaches who are involved in boxing need to have the support from government, people like myself, to make sure that their facilities are fit for purpose. And that's what we need to do. Why? Because boxing takes more kids to the street. It invests in those children. It gives them a sense of self-worth. It gives them a sense of discipline. They perform, and they perform not only for themselves and for their clubs, but hopefully for their countries. And that's something that we need to do. And apart from anything else, and I know I see it in Belfast, and it's not, you know, I mean, there's people like John across all the boxing clubs, and indeed across a lot of sports, say particularly in working class areas, those kids and the time that is invested in those kids will stand them a good stead for the rest of their adult lives. And I see it. And that's what we need to do.
Jim Neely.
Hello.
Can I ask Jim about some reports in the papers at the weekend that this will be your last Olympics? Is that true?
Well, I'm think I've done eight, and to be quite honest, I think that's quite enough for anybody.
Eight Olympics.
Yes.
It's been an emotional few days.
Well, not particularly. It's relentless. You sort of arrive. You hope you've got your preparation done, and you start, and you take a deep breath, and then you get to the point where you think, oh, we're now halfway through the competition, and now we're halfway, and now we're into the quarterfinals. The next up is another set of quarterfinals for me tonight with Paddy Barnes going fairly early on, and then we've got the semi-finals and the finals at the weekend, and that's it all. And that's it all done and dusted.
Yeah, I don't believe for a second that this will be your last Olympics.
Oh well, nothing's been sort of set in stone. But that was the plan.
You'll get a call in 4 years' time. You go, oh, for goodness' sake! Nine Olympics.
I'm not altogether sure, because the boxing, the way the boxing has been scoring, they've gone to this computer scoring system. They've tinkered with that, and it's my understanding that in Rio de Janeiro in 4 years' time, they're going back to the old pen and paper, the way it used to be in the bad old days, which actually leaves itself open to all sorts of jiggery-pokery. It's bad enough at the moment. We've had one or two pretty awful decisions, not as bad as previous years, but certainly when it goes back to pen and paper in 4 years' time, it will be infinitely, infinitely less transparent. But listen, let's not worry about that. I'm not the important person. The important person is Michael Conlon, who, as his dad John was saying, has got a very, very tough Cuban next, who beat the world's number two, Andrew Selby, the man who beat Michael in the World Championships last year, albeit only by a point or so. So it's going to be a tough one for Michael. And Paddy Barnes, although he's the bronze medalist from 4 years ago, he's got another tough contest this evening. He's in a very good chap from India called Laishram, who beat the silver medalist from 4 years ago in the world number four, the man from Mongolia. So Paddy needs to win this one to get himself a second bronze medal. And if I'm not mistaken, Paddy will become the only Irish athlete ever to win medals at two successive Olympic Games, the first being Pat O'Callaghan, who threw the hammer away back in 1928 and 1932. So a little bit of Irish Olympic history beckons for Paddy Barnes. And I must sort of just pick up on the other chap, William, and I do understand the annoyance that Michael Conlon maybe didn't get the coverage that he perhaps should have. But don't forget that all the boxers who box for Northern Ireland in the Commonwealth Games, in the Olympic Games, box for Ireland. So they're not really part of Team GB in Northern Ireland. Michael Conlon boxes for Ireland, as indeed does Paddy Barnes. But that's just the way it's been, and everybody's very proud that they do box for Ireland. And as we mentioned before, in terms of medals, Irish boxers have won more medals than all the other sports put together. The only medals were won in Beijing 4 years ago were the Irish boxers, and it looks as if with Katie Taylor guaranteed at the very least a bronze, and Jesus, you can put your mortgage on Katie winning gold. Michael Conlon has got at least a bronze, and Paddy Barnes, if he wins tonight, will get at least a bronze, and they may well be the only Irish medals in these Olympic Games here in London. So the minister is absolutely right. Boxing has led the way and should be funded an awful lot to a greater extent than it has been down the years.